The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
As a once longtime Democrat for many years, I remember proudly voting for the first time at age 21 and thereafter never missing an election. Aware that the ability to vote is the greatest right we Americans have, I have felt frustrated often hearing certain peers and young people say that they're so disenchanted with government corruption, whichever party is in power, that they don't vote at all. And that is a cop-out. Bad things happen when good people do nothing, and we usually get the government we deserve. In the 1940s, when the Democratic Party was led by strong leaders like FDR, who created national programs to pull us out of the Great Depression, I felt proud to be a Democrat. FDR engaged the country on a regular basis with his famous fireside talks, and families gathered together to listen to him on the radio. We all cared. The Republicans then didn't like, in fact, some of them hated FDR, because he was a successful leader and he continued to remain in power after the traditional two terms when he was elected to a third. The Republicans then, like the Democrats now, were miserable because of jealousy. And when we closed ranks and joined England and France, to finish off Hitler and Germany during World War II, FDR and Winston Churchill, the dynamic leader of Great Britain's war effort, were an awesome and in many ways a beloved twosome. Many Americans were shocked and appalled when President Roosevelt at that time chose to deny a ship full of Jewish immigrants from Germany to land in New York Harbor. He sent them back to Germany to die in Hitler's ovens. Ironically, now we have room for 11 million illegals from Mexico. That episode of Roosevelt's was unforgivable, and it may have and should have haunted him forever. About the Democratic Party of today, it has been self-destructing since Bush won. It's desperate for power, vindictive, and it makes no positive contributions, only complaints and obstructions. Many Democrats, and the media for sure, want us to fail in Iraq. Democratic leaders claim that the American people want them to win in November. How presumptuous and how arrogant. Now they talk about impeaching President Bush because he made us go to Iraq. This is becoming tiresome. Our Congress, minus two or three votes, unanimously voted to go, as did the United Nations. We've all been through this before, and I still believe that the weapons of mass destruction are still there, or in Syria, or someplace else, but very well hidden. My prediction for the election in November is this. With pathetic leaders like Nancy Pelosi, a silly woman who is in way over her head, and Howard Dean, infected with diarrhea of the mouth, running the Democratic Party, their future looks bleak because they continue to obstruct and discredit the government. The Democrats will remain out of power indefinitely. I am now and have been for many years an independent because both dominant parties are very flawed. But the economy is good. Iraq is becoming a democracy. And right now the Republicans, even with their mistakes, of which there are many, have more brains and focus than the Democrats, who blew a chance to win the last election. If they had chosen a credible candidate like a Joe Lieberman instead of the empty suit and contriving John Kerry, who took his own photographer with him to Vietnam for photo ops, signed up for 4 years and left after 4 months with many photos of himself, and as the Democratic candidate for president, gave the people no valid reason to choose him for president. Won't the foolish Democrats ever learn that the biggest mistake arrogant people make is that they underestimate the intelligence of the public. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Case Whirling.